In these two paintings, the dramatic arrangement of the scene, the use of large figures acting as a foil at the sides, and the recurrence of certain types of characters directly evoke the Morazzone school. The presentation of a scene from ancient history, together with an episode from the Gospel, must have been part of a special arrangement whose purpose is not known. Lucretia, violated by a son of Tarquin, committed suicide in 510-509 BC, in front of her husband and her father, having first told them of the circumstances surrounding her dishonor. The humanists' admiration for Lucretia, whose death could be seen as an apology for suicide, was contrary to the church's principles of forgiveness and salvation. So the consenting adulterous woman was saved from certain death by Christ, who persuaded her to convert to Christianity. Identical in size, and both arriving in Nîmes as part of the Gower collection, these two works seem to have been conceived in the same spirit, perhaps for a decorative set that had been broken up. But closer consideration of the details of the two paintings shows that they are not by the same artist. In La Mort de Lucrèce, The Death of Lucretia, the scale of the figures is different. We see also that the quality of execution, colour and composition is superior to that of the other painting. It has been suggested that Francesco Cairo painted La Mort de Lucrèce, The Death of Lucretia, and Giovanni Paolo Recchi, Le Christ et la femme adultère, Christ and the adulterous woman. They were both adherents of the Morazzone style in the first half of the 17th century.